Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
The platinum microphones are on.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono.
It has happened 2 days in a row, and I am here to declare that I am over it.
What?
No more!
Okay.
I'm sick of it.
2 days in a row.
Two days in a row. I will not put up with it anymore.
You can't do it.
I can't. I have no control over it, though. That's the problem.
Well, you might have to put up with it.
Shut up, Antoine! Good morning, K92 Morning Thang. It is hump day.
Hump day?
By the way, all right, I forget. Antoine, are you a This Is Us fan?
Yes.
Okay. Toby on This Is Us.
Yes.
If I say that, you know who that is.
I know exactly who that is.
Okay. Do you know Toby's most famous role in his entire acting career?
I do know.
You do?
I do know.
Okay. Monica, here's a little tidbit from that Toby guy.
4 years of theatrical training.
Do you have a guess yet? Just in that?
No.
Okay.
Studied at Oxford. The thing that most people have seen me do.
Is what, Monica?
Is what?
And I think before you play it, this may make her a This Is Us fan. She may watch it after she learns.
And this is Toby from This Is Us.
Yeah, let's not make crazy claims here. All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Is the voice of a camel on a Geico commercial. Uh-oh!
Oh!
Guess what day it is!
Hey! He's the camel!
Guess what day it is!
Yep.
He's the camel. The camel man.
Yep.
Yes.
He's no longer Toby.
Mm-mm. He's the camel man.
He's the camel.
He's the camel.
He's the original hump day.
He is hump day.
He's today. How about that, Toby? Today, hump day.
Good morning, Toby. You're today.
I like that.
Yeah. I had no idea.
No.
I clip this morning. It's funny when they turn on their voice, you know, and it becomes the camel. And you're like, how did he do that? Well, that's what his voice sounds like.
I'm sorry, if you're friends with him, you have to ask him to do it on occasion.
Lord,
oh, my God.
At a party. Guess what?
Don't do that to him.
Wednesday.
And they probably
if it's Wednesday, come on. You have to, right?
I would not leave my house if I was Toby.
Well, he can't leave on Wednesdays.
No, exactly.
Do you know how often people ask you to do things from the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Imagine that for him.
Do that thing you do.
Do that thing. Like he's trying to place an order or something.
Guess what day it is? It's Wednesday for Toby.
I think, you know what? Now put this one out here as a challenge. Everybody listening, guess what it is? On your Wednesday. Because I know, regardless of the job you're in, there's one certain thing about it that people will always either bring up or ask you about or make some joke about that drives you crazy. Because you've heard it 1 million times, and they act like it is the first time ever that a beer delivery guy is asked, hey, you got any extras I can have? You know,
yeah.
Right. And they get asked that every time.
All the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So 52353, feel free to text in. Here, it's the one I get is, say something in your radio voice.
Hmm.
And I say, hi. It's the same voice that I had 2 seconds ago. It's wait, I'm sorry, because they want me to be like, hey, everybody, it's Zip and Zap and Zach Jackson on your Thursday. Boy, guess what day it is?
There you go.
That's it. Good job. Thank you, Zach, for that. Thank you, sir.
52353. And again, I should point out, 2 days in a row, I'm over it. No more. I get up at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, that is very early.
Mm-hmm.
And the last 2 days, I have woken up at 3:29.
Oh, right before the alarm.
Torturous.
That's annoying.
It's the most important 1 minute of my life, and it's robbed from me, Antoine.
You need to get that one more snore in there.
No, so annoying.
No, I can't get it.
So mad. Because you have that moment, you think, okay, I got a few more minutes. Now it's going off.
That sucks.
Do you go ahead and wave the white flag on the day and turn your alarm off, or do you lay there for that extra 60 seconds until your alarm goes off?
Oh, I'd lay there for that extra 60 seconds.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're not going to steal that from me. I don't care what day it is.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Guess what day it is.
It's angry day.
Hey. Anybody?
Yep. Thank you, Toby.
Toby.
Diamond of the day is next.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Okay, the story, it starts off really sad because it takes place in Indonesia.
Okay.
And this dad is...
That is sad.
It's a very sad country. That is a very sad country.
Boy. Wait, do you want sad music for Indonesia?
Well, no. Oh, my gosh. Well, it starts sad because this as a father, he's mourning the death of his 23-year-old daughter. But he's going after his son-in-law. Because he's accusing his son-in-law of having a big you-know-what and being the reason that his daughter has passed. Oh. Yes. So he took it to the court. He took it to law. And so he had this guy, the son-in-law, had to go and show his stuff to the officers, to the law.
Hello.
And say, hey, I'm average standard size, and prove it. He had to prove it.
So he had to prove that it wasn't
his doing.
Smaller.
Yeah, because they said that.
Good morning, everybody.
I know, how ridiculous,
hi,
right?
Children.
I know. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. By the way, kids.
Morning. Brooks is having technical difficulties. Please
go
stand
back
by.
To sleep. When you get older, you understand.
Go back to ignoring adults like you normally do.
but yeah, it's unfortunate what went down. But they said that she had a seizure, you know, during the night.
Oh Lord.
But that's what happened. It wasn't the size of her husband's stuff.
Okay.
But yeah.
If I had a robe on right now, I would close the robe. This is just too much information
at
6
lot,
o'clock
right?
in the morning.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is.
Oh, the good old days when it was
anybody?
Just Toby.
Quite literally it is.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Quite literally his hump day is what she said.
So, Antoine, did you know that just
how about that?
Thank
seeing
you, Zach.
Coffee can make you feel more awake?
Thank you so much for that.
How
I did not know that. That is a coinky dink.
Yeah, those are the stories I find on the internet.
How did you not see this story?
As opposed to Monica's internet of whatever that is.
It's everywhere. It's circulating.
Dark
did you
web.
Not see?
You have your own special internet. I don't know what search engine you use.
You know when you open up your computer and it makes that noise or whatever? Monica opens hers up and goes like this. Okay, let's go to the internet. Here we go.
It's just sad. That's when the sad music kicks in.
It is.
I really hope you're not using work computers to find your stories.
I don't really care if she is. I don't know about it. Yep. So thank you.
Yeah,
for that.
You're welcome.
That was a nugget right there.
I know.
On the way, boy, guess what day it is? Today's hump day. Yesterday was Taco Tuesday, and I do believe we met Taco's biggest fan of all time.
Yes, we did.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Ian.
Ian. Ian called in with an issue with his wife, but really what we got at the core is Ian might love tacos more than his wife.
Yes.
He might love tacos more than life itself.
It's a love.
Actually, he does love tacos more than life itself because at one point he said, I'd rather die.
Oh, yes, he did. He sure enough did.
Yep, so he chose that. So we will meet Ian, the taco-loving man, next on The Thing. Here we go. It's her big performance. And I mess it up.
Wow.
That's not the same anymore.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
I don't know.
That's going to save the show.
Toby.
Yeah. Thank you, Toby.
Anytime there's a mess up.
Oh, Monica, I do it. There's a sponsor for the show today. You're going to be very excited about this.
This 3 seconds brought to you by Squeaky Basketball Shoes.
Oh, no.
Monica hates squeaky basketball shoes. Okay, there you go. It's all done.
That made me smile.
K92 Morning Thing. Monica, Zach, Antoine, and a man who loved tacos so much.
Yeah, like in love.
Yeah, if you missed Ian yesterday, we'll revisit here in a second because Ian loves tacos so much. Also talking about the thing you hear all the time because it's your work and everyone thinks it's the first time you've ever heard it or it's a hilarious joke or whatever. Text 52353. I'm a supervisor at a gas station. And every time something doesn't ring up, I get asked, well, is it free then? LOL. I got to stop doing that one.
I was about to say, I think everybody does that one.
Yeah.
I've done that one, so now I got to stop. I'm not doing that one anymore. Here's another one. Police officer. I could retire if I had a dollar for every time you walk in somewhere and somebody either says, it was him, or I didn't do it.
Yeah, I imagine that gets old really quick.
Real fast.
Really, yeah.
This person makes me laugh. They're a delivery person. I heard FedEx and UPS are going to merge. They're going to call it Fed Up. Ha ha ha, shut up.
I kind of like that though.
First, I did think it was clever, then I heard it when you read it just now. Yeah. I think I heard it in that person's voice,
right?
Being annoyed
because again, what happens is as a delivery person who has heard this over and over and over again, you already know as soon as they start saying, "So I heard," can I just?
I would kind of giggle at that the first time I heard it, though. You know, I would giggle at that. Someone said
It's like, it's the 4 millionth time. And,
I always know
you can always tell when they're about to ask that thing that always drives you crazy because you can already read it in their face. I'll tell you one right now is, working in radio. I used to work I used to work in Cincinnati, Ohio, which is immediately followed by, did you work at WKRP in Cincinnati? I every single time.
Mm-hmm,
and I see it coming. I almost should start saying, I used to work in Cincinnati, not at WKRP in Cincinnati. Thank you. Next.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Next.
You just ruined the joke.
I did. I ruined your day. Aww. Sorry. Guess what day it is? The ruining day. It is hump day. Yesterday was Taco Tuesday, which we learned was Ian's favorite day in life.
It is.
Ian loves tacos so, so much.
Like, I think he loved tacos more than his wife.
Yes. But again, more than really? Life. At one point in this call, and I can't remember if it's in this clip or not, he says, I would rather die than give up tacos.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. Wow. So the deal was he called in because he was struggling because his wife was saying, we're going to eat healthier. And he did not want to eat healthier at all. I do have something on the other side that Ian, I have a product that Ian might very much enjoy that okay. he can wrap himself in.
No, I don't want to at all. You know, she's been on this diet kick recently.
Okay.
She wants to lose weight. I think she looks great.
Sure. Which and, that is the correct answer. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, I feel like I look, you know, I'm not the best looking guy in the world, but I'm not too big.
I'm good enough.
You know, and I like eating Taco Bell, but
there it is, Taco
she wants
Bell.
To get all healthy. And so, you know, she's trying to make me do it with her. And I can't do it.
Okay. Are you a picky eater?
Picky in that I like Taco Bell.
Well, I do too. Hi, Courtney.
So my husband did keto and mm-hmm. he lost about 60 pounds, and he tried and tried to get me to do it. I'm overweight. I've got, you know, family history of health problems. And so after 2 years, I finally did it. We're 7 months in, and I've lost 50 pounds, and
look
I feel
that.
Amazing.
See?
Nice.
Congratulations.
And yeah. you get to be in what is a great situation, and this is the situation that Ian is in, too. Thank you, Courtney. Is it's really easy to eat healthy and mm-hmm. awesome when someone else lays out all your meals for you.
He's yeah, just waiting for you.
I always feel that, I mean, that's a struggle
meal planning
for me.
Is hard.
I'm the one who has to meal plan. Yeah. And boy, we got these brioche buns sitting around and I'd like to make me a burger, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
That's where the challenge comes in. But
that's
if
right.
I had professional Tom Brady nutritionist laying it all out for me.
You don't
me,
have to worry about it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Just think of her as your own personal trainer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Like, I know that she's coming at it from a place of love,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I also am in love with tacos.
Oh,
tacos.
Oh, I hit the wrong. Sorry, I canceled them out. I screwed it up. My bad.
I am also in love.
He is in love with tacos. Loves tacos. He said, I am in love with tacos. At no point did he say I'm in love with my wife. Just, I'm in love with
that
tacos.
That is true.
Yeah, that is true.
So I'd like to, I have a product for Ian that he can buy that a listener sent to me on Facebook yesterday. It's called the burrito blanket.
Yes.
And it's a blanket that looks like a tortilla.
It does, because that's Jared's one of his birthday presents. And because I told him the other day, I said, I have your first birthday present. His birthday's in June, but I'm already going to have that burrito blanket.
Oh, you're going to wrap him like a burrito too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that. So, yeah.
A little Chipotle burrito.
Because Jared does love Chipotle too. Tomorrow, by the way, is National Burrito Day.
Oh.
So I think there are deals at some places that carry burritos and things like that. But if you want to get your old blanket, wrap yourself in love, just like Ian.
The K92 Morning Thing.
What if I told you could have free movies forever?
I'll take it.
Forever, yes.
I'll take it right now.
You're going to sort of have to sell a portion of your soul, though, in order to do it. So I'll explain next in the Scoopla. Then we got $5,000, Secret Sound.
Yeah.
I mean, what's that, 2-3 trips to the movies now? All the kids and their popcorn, I tell you what. First Team Nissan, New River Valley. First Team Nissan, Roanoke. K92, that's right at 7 o'clock. Bonus clue tomorrow on the app, too. So get your K92 radio app, good to go. Text 52353. Talking about different ha-ha, hee-hee, ha-ha jokes that you have to put up with all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to band together and help this one guy out and just drive his boss crazy here in 2 seconds.
Okay.
It's going to drive other people crazy too, though, so I got to warn you that. But yeah, we're talking about, because of your job,
mm-hmm.
what's that thing you always hear? Like, I get to say something in your radio voice.
Hello?
We've been conversing, you know. I'm just, I don't know.
Hey, everybody, how's it going? From
your
cats
radio.
To kitties, kids to mamas, mamacitas.
You're like, that's the radio
Justin Bieber, Despacito. Ooh.
Oh, I have to put my, sorry, I put my hand on my ear, too.
Yeah.
On my
the Mariah
headphone.
Carey kind of thing.
Yep.
Wolfman Jack in the house.
Yeah.
I work in a pharmacy, and people always say, you keep the good stuff behind the counter? Or, hey, you got some of that good stuff?
He's like, ha-ha.
Thank you, sir.
It's not good to profile, but I have an image of the man that's saying that to the pharmacist. He's like an older gentleman. Ball head.
A lot of these are older gentlemen because they all, I don't know what it is about dudes. We get to about 60 years old and every joke we tell is freaking terrible and we think they're great. You think about it.
Yeah, well.
Think about like every, your father-in-law, just that person. I always get the worst jokes.
Like, ah.
And then I got to hear, you going to talk about that on your program? Definitely not. No. Okay, that was really not funny. Samantha in Troutville, she's got four boys, so you know what she always hears.
Trying to make a basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Yeah.
62-year-old man.
Yep.
Teacher.
Does this make you not want to have kids anymore?
Like, okay.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate you. That. Okay, and a shout out to this dude. He texts in all the time. I don't know what his name is because I don't have it in front of me, but I'm sure he's put it in the text before. His boss is going to be in the office all day, and there's two things that drive her crazy.
What two things?
And he says, if you don't torture her, then I surely will, LOL. Here's the first one. Hey, we're full service around here. Yep. When you need help torturing your boss, we're here to do it.
Teamwork.
And there's one other thing that makes dream work.
Give me back that filet fish.
Oh, this is the best.
Give me that fish.
Woo!
Give me back that filet fish. Give me that fish.
There. You're welcome, texter. If you have any other random requests, you can text them into 52353. We're full service. Spotify doesn't help annoy your boss.
I would wait to ask for a raise, though. Give it time.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Give me that filet fish.
But in this way, he can just blame us. So yeah. I don't know what they're talking about. I didn't do
Why
that.
Why did they do
didn't
that?
Do it at all.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the dupla
portion.
Antoine, I think you might do this.
I think I definitely would.
I think you'd be okay with this one.
Based off the information given so far, sign me up.
Because it's not your actual soul you have to sell. We're going to talk about things you'd sell your soul for. Now, again, you don't have to go to the bad place. This is a hypothetical. We're playing imagination time here. So we'll get into that. Also, text 52353. People in the hilarious jokes they have to put up with all the time because of their jobs. Boy, I really need to stop this. Must be free when it doesn't scan. Because that's the third text we've gotten about that.
Mm-hmm.
So people, we all need to band together and stop doing that. When something doesn't ring up, we can't say, oh, it's free.
It's free then.
We got to up our game. I need a new joke. Yikes. Oh, this person sucks. Well, they don't suck. But this situation does. They work with their dad. And everybody at the job calls him Lamont. Because their last name is Sanford. So it's Sanford and Son. From the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, I am always looking for a good excuse to play funky old 70s stuff. Let me see if I have that one. Oh, yes, we do. Fantastic.
Yeah.
What a great day. There we go. This is much better now. Now we'll continue. I work at a bank. They say,
you keep some of it for yourself.
No, I'd be fired. Thank you very much. Somebody in the funeral business. You know this one, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
You have job security.
Yep, there it is. Got it.
Yeah.
You are correct.
You're never going out of business. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I hate our text message system because it cuts texts off all the time. So I'm just going to read you this one word for word. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. I'm a mental health counselor. I constantly hear, oh, what am I? That's it.
That's
cut off.
That's
it. I have nothing. And I don't have part two of it either.
No, so. I'm looking for part two. I can't find part two.
Thanks a lot, text message. Man. You stink. Sell my soul for a working text machine. 52353, by the way, if you want to send us half a text, we'll be more than happy to enjoy that. Sell your soul. Free movies. So, Antoine, all you have to do, this comes from the MoviePass guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
MoviePass, the disaster. I don't know. Does that thing still happen?
I think it's still going on. I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't know if it works or what.
Oh, you have a MoviePass. Yeah.
Does it work?
Yes, it still works. They're back to the unlimited plan. So it's actually really worthwhile to get.
Okay. Back and forth. And boy, I would love to be these guys. They found a business that makes no money whatsoever, and yet they're worth a bunch of money.
Uh-huh.
And say they just lose hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yep.
Anyway, this is his new idea, or one of the people, co-founder. It's, free movie tickets.
Mm-hmm.
It's called pre-show, and you can get it on Kickstarter. So you can basically you get credits that you can redeem for free movie tickets. All you have to do is watch 20 minutes worth of ads.
20 minutes?
Yeah. And when I say watch, I mean watch, because it is going to have some form of facial tracking software that if you turn away from the screen, it stops.
Oh.
So
oh,
you will watch all of it. 20 minutes.
I think.
For free tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Yeah, 20 minutes of watching.
Shoot, you sit through 20 minutes of previews when you go to a movie in the first place.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's a solid bathroom break.
But yeah, this is the thing that's creepy about this is there is a motion detector that will automatically pause if you, like, you can't just hit play and then go do something for 20 minutes.
So if you hear something, you go, what's that? It'll stop.
It'll stop it.
And I imagine if it hasn't done it yet, things like this are going to happen where we have to watch ads, and it's going to know if we aren't looking directly at the screen or if we close our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
If we close our eyes, it's going to stop. Yeah. That is what's going to happen.
A long blink.
So where is it worth it becomes the question of what would you sell your soul for? Are you in on the free movie tickets?
I'm in on the free movie tickets.
I would not do this for free movie tickets.
Like I said, it's a solid bathroom break.
Sell your soul for it.
I tell you what I would sell my soul for, though. If I could have a bartender who just hung out in my house and made cocktails.
Ooh, that'd be good.
I'd do that.
You would.
Oh, yeah.
How long until you kick the bartender out because he's not making it as good as you'd make it?
Oh, I thought you were going to say how long before you kick the bucket from liver poisoning. I was thinking 3 weeks. 3 solid weeks. That's it. I'll be done. It's a good bartender.
Okay.
Obviously, this is a bartender that is up to my standards. I believe I would sell my soul for that. How about you?
A good bartender. I really can't. I mean, I love my soul. So I
you
know.
Gave it up.
I know.
You don't have one. What are you talking about? You're cold. It looks like some old black space
rock. We
should
all love our souls.
Fell to the ground.
I would sell my soul for like luxury tickets to like a sporting event.
Oh, okay.
Like a season, like the Cowboys, the entire season. I get to sit in the
just
box.
Just one season, though. Or do you want every season?
Every season.
I would negotiate every season, but I feel like
but since it's your
I'm only given a part of it, though.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. So I've sold out my soul anyway. What if it's like a luxury box at every Super Bowl? Ever.
Ooh,
see?
That'd be good.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Luxury box.
Our soul is worth something, Monica, and we got to put it out on the open market. Movie tickets? We're thinking too small. That's the problem here. Bang in the house. Speaking of movies, there's a movie coming out soon. Tickets are already going for $1,000 being scalped. We'll explain the trending. Also, all of the scary things that hackers can take over in your life.
Oh, everything?
Now I'm about to log out of everything. Once you tell me this, I'm logging out of everything.
You're going
to
log out of your heart?
If I have to, if they can hack it.
That'll be here in the trending. We also have $5,000 in the secret sound on the way. People are texting in to 52353. All of the hilarious jokes that they have to put up with because of their work or their name or whatever. But it's a lot of old men that tell these jokes that aren't funny all the time. I'm a female Little Debbie vendor. Old men tell me all the time.
You got the sweet cakes, sweet cakes.
It's kind of creepy, too.
Kinda?
Very creepy.
Very creepy.
Very.
But yes.
Let's see what else. This Chad in Roanoke used to be a painter. So people would see, because he got paint on the clothes.
You ever get any of that paint on the walls?
He said the other one is even better when they said, I bet you're a painter. Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Poor beer guys and free samples. That one always happens. Couple different servers. I'm a server. When I ask if there's anything else I can get them, they say, yeah, $1 million.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And then here's another server. Can I get you anything else?
They're winning lottery numbers.
Uh-huh.
We are not funny as a people.
As a society.
But they're trying to be friendly at the same time.
Yeah,
that's a way to...
But they think they're funny.
Break the ice.
Like this poor person whose last name is Powers. Are you related to Austin?
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it.
Allison is a nurse.
Oh, you're a nurse, huh? So, can you take care of me?
You Russian?
No, creepy European.
Creepy European? Gotcha.
Oh, my God. This guy, I would go insane if I was this dude that worked for a gas company. It's Maurice. Finding leaks and the machine they carry around tell people reacts to methane. So the joke he always gets is,
what happens if I fart on it?
And he said, every day, 8 years.
Every day?
Every day!
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. And we're talking about selling your soul. This person points out that Antoine has already sold his soul because he likes the Cowboys.
Shut up!
Hey!
Situation. Getting to know Antoine and all of us are the things you cannot do as a couple.
I'm not saying that there's a right way to do everything.
Uh-huh.
There are things in life where there is legitimately not a right way to do.
Gray area. Yeah. Sure.
But there are ways to do it that are more efficient.
More righter.
Than other ways.
Okay, so Antoine, you have been with Kim, for how long?
4 or so years.
Yeah. Okay, 4 or so years. You do live together as well. So, okay, go ahead, continue.
Packing. Like to go on a trip or to move or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. There are efficient ways.
Yes, there are efficient ways. Yep. There's like like if you see the end goal, you figure out the journey to get to the end goal. And our journeys are different.
And you guys just, you can't.
It's just different. So just on our, just on our own time.
Yeah. And so I guess you're on your own bags at that situation.
Definitely. Well,
definitely no sharing. Because I'm with you. I'm efficient. I sort of have a mathematical equation. Mm-hmm. I bought one of those sucky bags, the things that vacuum everything.
Oh, yeah, to suck it in.
Yep.
Oh, those are nice.
I know, to make more space. It's called Dr. Vac or Dr. Space.
Yeah, so you can do that, or you can take your clothes and roll them.
I roll my shirts and everything to make more space.
Roll your outfits.
Can't do it. Can't do it as
hacking
a couple.
Hacking is just,
It's just tough.
My wife everybody and I, does it their own way.
We decided to save our marriage several years ago and together as a couple decide to never play games together again. Never.
Can't do it.
Never, ever,
like,
ever.
Against each other or on the same team?
Both. It doesn't matter. We cannot be involved in games together.
Because it gets serious real fast.
She stinks at them. That's the problem. And it bothers me because then she stops trying in like 5 minutes. So if she's on my team, she's dragging us down and I want to win. And if she's not, she's already tapping out on the other side. And it's just, it's no fun for anybody.
So we have no gaming together.
That is correct. No more.
Mm-mm.
None.
What's the worst game that you guys played together?
There was a time where we played this game. It was called the greatest television game show ever. I mean, it's not even a game that you've heard of. I'd never heard of it before, but it was one. It was sort of set up like a TV game show, and you would answer questions, and you'd go back and forth. And we were on opposing teams. And again, she was just dragging them down. And for whatever reason, probably alcohol was involved, I thought it would be good to really start trash talking her as to how bad she was at the game.
Wow.
Yeah. So she threw all of the cards at me. So that was,
end of game.
And that was the end of games.
Yes.
Games in general. Games over. Not game over. Games over.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Scary things that can be hacked.
Oh.
Yes.
Ooh. Everything.
There's so many things. There's hackers that manage to. So the Tesla car.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is one of those things where it kind of can just drive itself. Mm-hmm. And it has this autopilot mode. So it knows the lanes and all this stuff. Hackers manage to figure out how to steer it into oncoming traffic.
Oh.
Hello.
That's terrifying.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's such
no.
I've always wanted a self-driving vehicle and now
I never
can't even
one.
Get one.
Can't.
I really want you to have one, though, Monica.
I know you want me to have one, but I just...
You're one of the first people. I'm dragging you, kicking and screaming, to get your robot car. Now, this was done by a lab trying to prove that they could hack it, so at least it was a controlled environment, and they're working on figuring things out. But what they did was it was all from pieces of tape. So they put these tiny little squares in the traffic lane to make them look like an acceptable traffic lane for the Tesla to go into when it was actually the other lane of traffic. And the car went, sure, okay, I'll drive over there. So that's a problem. Also, hackers can take over your heart devices. That's what Homeland Security's telling you today. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Your heart.
Take over your heart. Yes, your heart,
and what,
Monica.
Mess up your beats?
Mess up your beats?
Yes. Mess up your beats? What
your
is
heart,
this, a
no.
DJ?
what are you talking about?
All right,
studio?
Dr. Dre, thank you very much. Yo, it's going to mess up my beats.
Going to mess up your beats.
I got bars over here. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
they're warning that in defibrillators is one that they're saying, and other things like pacemakers.
Oh.
Because these things now connect to the internet.
Yeah.
I know. Terrifying.
I know. There's going to be all these ways. Final Destination is going to come back because there's all these new ways to kill us.
Yeah.
Technology.
All being hacked.
You always talk about the robots.
So, this is how the robots are going to get us because they're just, we're going to like run up and try to kill the robot. Oh, my heart! And I'm just on the ground and that's the end of it.
Number two.
Well, after that story, I feel like we need some good news.
Okay.
Please?
Yep. You want to feel better about something. So it's just a nice story that has gone viral today about a 13-year-old boy who traded his Xbox to buy a car for his mom.
Yeah, it's very sweet. I did see that story.
And 13 years old. I mean, it was a 1999 Chevy Metro. So he found a cheap car online. She needed a car. Here he is.
I saw people on YouTube. And they get their mom a car and then just like surprise their mom with the car.
Finally, someone watching something good on YouTube. Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to do it. It was really cheap, so I asked if I could trade the Xbox or earn it. I lost it. I bawled so bad. I was just like, there's no way. What 13-year-old do you know buys their mom a car? I don't know any. I can't even express it.
Yeah. That's the sweetest thing.
It is. Very sweet.
William Preston, also known as Kid, who will probably end up on Ellen by the end of the week.
He's going to get more than Xbox. By
tomorrow.
He's going to get shares in Microsoft. And let's not forget his mom, Crystal Preston, who's going to get a way better car than this 1999.
She will.
Yep. Ellen's going to get her a minivan. Watch
it
all happen.
Really sweet.
Yep.
They probably already taped it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the cynical part of me coming out.
Oh, don't say it.
Well, this is the good news, though, is because the robots, I will be able to help fight back against the robots because when they try to knock me down through my heart, I don't have one anymore, so it'll be good to go.
Number one.
Like, you can't stop me. Avengers Endgame shatters all pre-sale ticket records yesterday. Antoine, did you get your ticket yesterday?
I did not get my ticket yesterday because I plan to go see it during a matinee where most people are at work anyway.
Okay. Crashed the internet yesterday. It was so popular.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
And there are tickets on eBay for $9,000.
What?
Yeah.
$9,000?
I know.
Got to avoid spoilers.
I mean,
spoilers,
I love Avengers and all, but my goodness.
There are several people trying to sell them for $500 a ticket. Some are trying to get $1,000. And then this one guy is set at $9,199.
I always wonder, how is that allowed? How do we allow that? $1,000 for the ticket, but someone's going to buy it.
Yeah, that becomes the question. So, Antoine, if you had one of these tickets.
Yep.
$100, would you sell it?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. Without a doubt.
$50.
Yes. It'd be sold.
$20.
No.
$20? It's like twice the price. You're getting double your money.
Yeah, but now it's just convenient.
One free popcorn.
One free.
Fun fact, I don't eat popcorn when I go to the movies.
All right, this conversation's over. Brand new birthday scam is next. No cruise for you.
K92. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. This one is not technically a birthday scam. So I say that up front, so don't sue me or anything. Class action lawsuit. It's an anniversary scam.
Okay.
So Chris sent me a message, said, my wife and I are celebrating our 10th wedding anniversary, and we are going on a cruise. It was a surprise present from me, so I handle all of the arrangements. So I thought maybe you could tell her something got screwed up with the trip because she doesn't know a ton of the details, and I think you can totally get her. Yes, I can. Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. I'm going to make this call. They're supposed to leave tomorrow for the cruise.
Yeah. Okay.
I have informed them that the cruise left today. Birthday scam, K92 Morning Thang. No cruise for you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Stephanie?
Yes, it is.
Where are you guys?
I'm sorry, what?
Where are you?
Who is this?
Stephanie, this is Bill Lundberg from Cruise Lines. Where are you?
What do you mean, where are we?
Well, we have your husband's number, but he's not picking up. I'm in charge of following up with the passengers who were not on board this morning, and where are you guys?
I'm really sorry, but I don't understand.
Well, what we do is we get in touch with anyone who wasn't on the ship when it left port to see if they were planning to reschedule or meet us later at a later port.
No, that doesn't make sense. Like, our cruise doesn't leave until tomorrow. We don't have a cruise today.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. We fly in tonight and our cruise leaves tomorrow.
Stephanie, we don't have a departure tomorrow morning. You and your husband are on the manifest for today's departure.
No. I'm sorry, I'm confused.
Do you have your confirmation paperwork?
No, I'm at work right now. My husband is the one that set all this up. This is for our anniversary.
Did he maybe get the dates wrong?
No, I mean, like, I don't think so. Like, he's usually really careful with this stuff.
Are you sure?
Yes, I think so. Like, we've been planning this for months. This was always the plan. We were flying there tonight. We're leaving tomorrow.
Stephanie, the sailing that your husband booked was for today. The ship is gone.
No, okay. You have me. I'm freaking out here. I cannot believe this. This is our anniversary trip. Like, oh my God.
I understand, but I mean, you have to be very careful to double check the dates on your travel documents.
Well, what am I supposed to do now?
I mean, I don't want to be rude, but that is not our responsibility. Your contract clearly says anyone who fails to board the vessel 1 hour prior to departure is at risk of being left at the port of embarkation.
Okay, can we get a refund?
No, that's in your contract too. You have to provide notice of cancellation 70 days before the sailing to get a refund.
Oh my God. Okay, I have to call my husband.
Okay. So before you do that, let me give you a couple of options because the ship does have a stop in Nassau in the Bahamas tomorrow, and you could possibly meet the ship there and continue your cruise from that point.
Okay, maybe we can do that.
Okay, so you say you were flying here tonight, and I can check. We can help you with the travel accommodations, try to get you to Nassau from here.
Okay. Yeah, how do we do that?
Okay, no, you can't. I'm sorry. I just looked. There are no flights available. There's no seats to get to Nassau. Ooh, there is a helicopter option.
I'm sorry, a helicopter to the Bahamas?
Yes, you could charter a helicopter. You could meet up with the crews tomorrow. You'll be there. You'll be good.
Okay, but what does that cost?
$4,000.
$4,000? We can't do that. That's more than our cruise.
Yes, but it's a nice helicopter.
We can't do that. I literally cannot afford that, a nice helicopter.
I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, you could swim.
sir, I'm sorry, that's not funny.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I cannot believe this is happening. Like, my husband is really careful about stuff. Like, how have we missed the boat? How did this happen?
It is a ship, actually.
What?
Yeah, we call it a ship, yeah. Not a boat. Oh.
Whatever. Oh my God, I cannot believe this. Sir, I'm really sorry, but I have to call my husband. Like, you haven't talked to him at all? Does he know anything about this?
Not yet, but he does know it is a birthday scam that you're on right now, which I guess is technically an anniversary scam because you're on the radio. Hi.
Oh my God.
Hi, Zach from K92. Please don't kill me or him. Hi.
Oh my God.
Happy anniversary.
You have no.
Everything's fine. Just cruises tomorrow. You're good. But we just thought.
You are the devil.
Okay. No. No. Your husband's the one who gave me the idea in the first place.
Oh, I'm going to kill him.
I am merely the devil's tag team partner. And don't kill him. I always see those stories. Someone gets pushed overboard on a cruise. That I would feel very guilty about that.
So you're not.
No.
You're
good. Go, enjoy, relax. Now you have something to relax from.
What the? No. Oh, my God. I think I just died.
K92. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang. Birthday scam.
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by lightning bolts.
It's going to be a very interesting show today because all of us, the whole show is going to get struck by lightning by
the end. Don't say that.
I don't know, I think it's happening.
Why?
Well, I tell you what, if we do, because there is no rain in the forecast whatsoever today, it's going to be sunny and beautiful. So if we get struck by lightning, the silver lining is there is a God.
Stop saying we. I have done nothing.
We are a team.
We are not.
We are a family.
You and your I don't like popcorn at the movie statement from earlier.
Yeah. I don't get struck for that.
I feel like you're first. I mean, mine was just in a birthday scam. That's all. God's used to it by now,
too.
So there's all sorts of situations. Anyway, lightning bolt now. Let's get our people on. Salome is first. Hello, Salome.
Hello.
Okay. Which sinner would you like to play for you?
I guess I'm going to go with Antonio.
Yeah. All right, Antonio. Oh. You are up. Hang on.
Wait.
Hold on. He said who?
All right, we're good.
Antoine.
That's good. Hey, he's barely been on this show. Come on. And maybe you need an alias after today and everything that goes down.
Take it.
Antonio. That's good. That means Christina. Hi, Christina.
Hey, good morning.
Christina, good morning to you. It's going to be you and Monica, okay?
All right.
Okay, Christina and Monica. I should point out that because she said it, I did right. Antonio and Salome will be teamed up
Antonio,
as well. Antonio, would you like to go first or second in the game today?
I would like to go first, please.
Antoine will go first. If I keep saying it, people will think it's his
name. I know.
Yeah.
So Antoine first, and that means, Monica, you will leave.
Go away.
Soundproof chamber. She is out of here. And that means we get ready now to play the lightning bolt. Fastest 15 seconds on the radio. Two different categories.
Okay.
I give you a category, and then you just rattle off as many things as you can. In that category, the scores do carry over, so every answer matters. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. 15 seconds, Antoine, to give me things in a bathroom. Go!
Sink, toilet, faucet, plunger, washcloth, soap, water, curtain, towel, bath bomb, air freshener, toilet paper, toilet cleaner, shower cleaner.
Okay. At first, I was going to say that sink and faucet were the same, but then I realized they're not because there's the part where the water comes out and then the other thing. So I did give you that one, too. 13.
See, there's too many syllables in those words.
Yeah.
Slowed me down.
There's a lot. 13. Let's get Monica back in. Come on back. I do believe that's a tough number to start with.
Yeah.
So Pressure. We'll see. Lucky number 13, Monica. 13. He got 13 things.
13.
That's
you can
good.
Do
that's
this.
Pretty good.
You certainly can because you could give me 13 things in 15 seconds that are things in a bathroom. Go.
Toothbrush, toothpaste, a sink, a bathtub, a shower head, a toilet, toilet brush, and makeup, perfume, soap, deodorant, razors. You have your clippers, a rug.
Got in a groove there. You got yourself 14.
What?
Wow.
Yes. Woo!
This is a good game right here.
She's stomping around the studio right now.
She did. Some sort of thing going on. That means Antoine leaves.
Oh, man.
He goes to the soundproof chamber. It all comes down to this. 14 versus 13.
Yeah.
Every answer matters because if Antoine ties you, he wins.
I know.
There are no ties in this game. Tie goes to the person who goes second. So every answer matters, Monica. Okay. 15 seconds in honor of tomorrow being National Burrito Day. Give me parts of a burrito. Go!
Tortilla, you have the rice, the beans, the meat, as in the chicken, the steak, pork, and salsa. You have sour cream, guacamole. What else are you putting in there? Probably some cheese and some peppers and onions.
Okay. Rolling again. I did not give you the answer of meat since you went to specific meats, but I gave you all the specific meats. Okay. So you got another 13.
Whoa.
This might be the highest scoring total.
Let's see.
Ever.
But we don't know yet.
27. So now he's got to get 14.
Yep.
So he got 13, you got 14. Uh-huh. If that happens again, he wins. Let's see.
All right.
Here we go. Go get him. Come on. Woo. Antoine, your work has been cut out for you.
I don't know yet. I'm not really smiling.
She got 13.
So that means I gotta get 14 in whatever this category
is. But anything is possible.
If round two flip flops the way round one was, you will win. So Antoine, you have to give me 14 of them.
Okay.
In 15 seconds.
Okay.
Parts of a burrito go.
Cheese, meat, the tortilla, peppers, guacamole, avocado, meat, shrimp, steak, chicken, peppers, onions,
okay.
I don't eat burritos.
There was a double answer in there. I did not give you the answer of meat because you got all the individual meats, and that's the same thing I did to Monica because she said
fair
meat
enough.
And then she rattled off a bunch of meats.
Fair enough.
You needed 14.
I did not get 14.
You got 9. You did not. Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh. Monica Brooks! Oh. I forgot. Here's, I'll give you this one. There you go. Oh, she's shaking.
I've never gotten music without one before.
Burrito!
Burrito! Well, do better next time, Antonio. That's how it works. We open up the confessional booth. We sin. We're not perfect.
No one's perfect.
No.
We all have flaws.
We got a lot of them. We are far from perfect.
Yeah. I'm not perfect.
No, you're not.
I'm not a perfect parent. Oh. Not all the time. No one is. Uh-oh. My gosh.
They act like they are on social media.
Okay.
But they are not.
Mm-mm. Okay, so Ava's birthday, St. Patty's Day. Mm-hmm. Of course, she has all these gifts from family and friends, you know, money, putting money in her piggy bank and everything else. Okay, so we just, you know, we fast forward.
Sure.
To this week. And Jared knows I don't carry cash, right? Oh. I don't carry cash often. Boy. But I know that I need cash for Hendrix for his lunch and stuff, right? So I called Jared. I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot to put some money in his book bag for lunch. Do you have any cash? Just stick it in there. For the first time ever, Jared doesn't have cash.
Well, because you have bled the human ATM dry. You have taken it all from him.
I probably did, yeah. Because I was like, I don't have cash. Let me just go and take a five or something. Well, Jared's like, I don't have any cash. And I said, huh. Well, check this. Ava did recently have a birthday. I know she has some cash in here. I said, just borrow. Out of her piggy bank for a minute.
Borrow. A minute. So you've repaid this debt.
She's our child, so she's repaid in food and everything and love.
So you will be repaying this debt.
But no, we will. We really will. But I told Jared, I said, just go into the piggy bank, take some cash out of there, stick it into Hendrix's book bag, and we're good to go.
How dare you?
Okay.
Yeah.
You stole from a child.
I think this gets worse, Zach. I don't think we hit the apex yet. I think there's more.
We haven't paid it back. Oh, yeah.
And they used it on strippers and cocaine. That's what they did.
Yeah, so we did go into our daughter's piggy bank.
You stole her money.
Does she know?
No. She's in school now, so she doesn't know. She
How
still
dare
doesn't
you,
know.
Monica.
Sounds a lot like stealing
to me.
I'm
glad the confessionals was at the time that it is.
Theft, and the two of you were in on it together. Your husband
said,
just go steal
their
money.
It was a Bonnie and Clyde kind of deal. And he agreed. He's like, well.
Well, Monica Brooks.
Shame.
I'd say I'm here to judge, but let me just make you feel a little bit better.
Oh, come
as we
on.
Continue.
Bring it on.
I'll give you a little bonus confession because my children have also been experiencing birthdays recently.
Uh-huh, and?
Lots of birthdays. There's lots of birthdays around Antoine right now. All their little kids are having birthdays.
Jaden, Layden, Fladen, Bladen, Braden. I can't even keep these kids straight. Lennon had all his birthday presents the other day. Well, in addition to his Friday party, he had to go to a party on Sunday. Man, we had just, there were so many things, and he had a soccer game on Saturday and ballet this and blah, 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 that. We did not have time to go get young Ben his birthday present. But guess who had all sorts of Barnes & Noble gift cards available?
Oh, no.
So I just took one of my own son's presents.
And re-gifted.
Yeah, I did.
Does he know?
Yeah, he'd be all right.
He doesn't listen to this show. Nobody listens to this show.
And they don't understand the value of money and gift cards.
Exactly.
Like, even though I try to teach it, I even had Ava come up with her own little bakery and sell baked goods and, you know, and understand transactions and stuff. And she did not appreciate it.
Which is why mommy spent that on wine instead. Whatever. These kids, they're a bunch of ingrates is what they are, Monica. Exactly.
Are your lack of morals contagious? Is this going to rub off on me?
That's my question. Yes, it will. WXLKHD. Rono. Man, poor Antoine. He used to work with children.
Yes.
He used to make their lives better. Partner with autistic children and their families. Bring them joy.
Right.
Take them to new milestones.
Yes.
Now you steal from children. That's what you do here on this show.
I don't steal from children. Y'all steal from children.
I can't believe it.
We are a Thang family.
Shame.
I do not.
Disgrace.
You guys are the thief.
Sorry, guilt by association, my friend.
I turn my back.
Children.
Yeah. I turn my back to thee.
Monica, turn around. I did nothing. Children, I'm on your side.
Yep. So if you see Antoine out and about, hold on just a little bit tighter to your purse.
I don't steal.
Well, only if you're a kid. Like, if an adult, he's too much of a coward to steal from an adult.
He took a bottle from a baby one time.
I do no such thing.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yep. Shame on you. And he just poured that milk out because he probably hates milk too because he hates all food. We haven't found the food he likes yet.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
If you didn't know, Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg, they have a show together on VH1. It's called Martha and Snoop's Potluck Party Challenge.
Uh-huh.
It premieres tonight, by the way.
Okay. Is it a new show or is it a new season of that other show they did together?
It's a third season.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right. Well, Martha, she revealed that she hasn't smoked the green with Snoop because she's scared to do so. She said he gets her drunk all the time, but she can't because she's scared.
Ah, so he's like her bad news friend.
Uh-huh.
I would be intimidated by him too because you feel like he's going to bring some to the table that is going to make your eyeballs fall out.
If you're not ready for
it. She's not ready for it. And she says even though they're heading into the third season, she can't do it.
Speaking of Snoop Dogg, he's in that Beach Bum movie, the Matthew McConaughey one or whatever it's called that's coming out. Isla Fisher, who is in the movie, and I believe she's married to Borat.
Okay.
Oh.
And she has to kiss both Snoop Dogg and Matthew McConaughey in the movie.
Huh.
So she was asked who's the better kisser.
I want to know.
Okay. I think even though she says she can't pick, the answer is clear.
Snoop just adds a little sauce. He's a cool, it just says something about being around Snoop, you just feel cooler. It's Snoop Dogg. You can't, you know, but so I can't choose.
Oh, I can't choose. Who is the other guy again?
Sauce.
Snoop.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think Matthew, because he doesn't believe in putting on deodorant or brushing his teeth and stuff.
So I think he's got a funk.
Yeah.
It's a musk. Like, I don't think he smells bad, but he smells strong.
Just natural smell.
Snoop Dogg is like making out with a tub of oregano. I get the feeling.
Yeah, she's like, whoa.
Whatever.
Whoa. So Justin Bieber and his prank, his April Fool's joke, not funny.
Mm-mm.
He posted on Instagram. I believed it too, because I was like, oh, he's expecting a baby.
No.
He said, oh, pregnancy news with his wife, Hailey Baldwin. Well, turned out it was a joke.
Yeah, guys,
so now he's apologizing.
Don't do this as an April Fool's joke or an anytime joke. Joke about having a baby. It does not go over well.
Not
ever.
At all. He says that there's always going to be people offended and people that don't take jokes well. He's a prankster and it was April Fool's.
Right. No, I understand. See, that one is different. It's a different level. I get it. We have no sense of humor anymore and we get offended about everything. But that one hits people so emotionally certain
and
levels.
You can't.
Mm-mm. You got to wipe that one away.
And it's not funny.
Okay.
Nope. It's just not funny.
It's like bomb jokes
not
at the airport. They're done. It's not worth it. Absolutely not. You're right.
Get up and dance. You're hearing Monica.
Like Bentley. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore.
Zach.
Oh my God. I got to do this again?
And Antoine.
You're a bad karma and you're a bad karma and you're a bad karma.
The K92 Morning Thang.
See, Monica, he claims to be a positive influence in the lives of children.
Yeah.
This Antoine Terrell over here.
I am a role model.
oh, judging us because we steal money from our children. The amount of things they rob us of.
I know.
They owe
all
us.
The time.
Exactly.
They're our children.
You brought them into this world. They didn't ask to be here. Don't
they
steal.
They belong to me.
Don't steal from them.
As Monica says, they belong
that's
to me.
I told you that yesterday.
Property.
And she laughed one on because she knows.
Exactly. Yeah. So if we need
I'm
to steal.
I'm your mother. You will love me and do what I tell you.
That's therapy later. So Antoine sits here passing judgment. I help children. Well, you have disappointed the youth of the listening audience and our intern specifically, Olivia, because you don't eat popcorn
Who
at movies.
Who does not eat popcorn at movies?
I didn't realize that was a criteria of watching a movie.
Look at you crushing the souls
you
of youth.
You crushed my dream.
See,
my
she
life.
Comes in here. She's all excited to learn about this business. Uh-huh. And then she learns that only jerks work in it. And now she's out of here.
How about that? How about that?
I'm a jerk for not eating popcorn. You guys steal from your children.
But you know what? It makes sense. You got to do what you got to do.
Exactly.
When time hits, when life hits you in the face, you don't got no money, you do what you
got
to
right.
do.
Antoine, when you don't got no money, that's what happens around here.
Right.
You remember that. And you're just robbing her of her dreams for no reason. You're not even a payment out of it. You don't even get money.
Shoot.
So I feel like tomorrow we're going to have to do the topic, don't hate me, but...
Don't hate me.
Don't hate me, but
this
so
is a good one.
I'm sick of y'all.
It's something that you just don't like or you don't understand. I mean, I think This Is Us is a very lame show. For example,
it is lame.
Like
yes.
to put something out like that. So don't hate me, but
what is a very
Attack.
Lame show?
Getting things thrown at me.
I just threw something.
The only thing that's not lame about the show is Toby the Camel.
Toby the Camel, that is
Toby
correct.
Toby the Camel is
so,
wonderful.
Toby.
Today is hump day.
Let me explain. Hey. So Toby, Chris Sullivan is his real name.
Oh.
Toby is his name on This Is Us. I mean, this is how this poor guy.
Oh, Toby.
And Toby is known for one thing, and it's not even from being Toby on This Is Us.
4 years of theatrical training. Studied at Oxford. The thing that most people have seen me do is the voice of a camel on a Geico commercial. Guess what day it is?
Yep.
No, right
Yay.
There.
His name is not Toby.
It's Toby.
I
would like to point out as we get ready for Dirty Little Secrets here in a second because she did something to a coworker
yes,
and she wants
did.
To confess. Also, your anonymous text at 52353, you want to confess something? They are awesome, as usual. Is when I played that clip, Antoine, our intern Olivia, I brought her joy. Did you see the smile on
yes.
her face? Did you see what it's like
the
to bring joy?
The joy was brought back
to the
after
youth.
What you did.
Exactly. Uh-huh. You crushed the youth. I pick
Thank
them back
you, Toby.
Up. Thank you, Toby. Thank you, Zach. Dirty Little Secrets are next. 52353 on the text, and then we got one on the call. She did something to a coworker.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Oh,
bring
them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Yep, Monica Brooks steals from her children.
Well, and so do you.
I do. that was the next thing I was going to say. Let me finish.
Not just me. You do it too, Zach.
Oh, I know. It's fine. Dirty Little Secrets. So, you know, we do our confessions, but then it's fun to flip it around to other people too. We got Felicity on hold. Something about she did to a coworker.
Yeah.
I usually have very little remorse when it comes to coworkers, so we'll see what happens.
We will see.
And Antoine, just so you know, I never consider you and Monica coworkers. It's everybody else in this
everybody
place.
Outside the room.
Oh, yeah. Go out this building. Also, you on the text at 52353. Here's someone. My boyfriend left me after a 2-year relationship for another girl. I'm reading this exactly because it's awesome. And the girl looks like a ferret, honestly.
What?
I don't know how they got together 3 days after he broke up with me, and I have the messages from him saying he misses me and that he wants me back and that I'm still his first love. Ferret.
Dang. Ferret.
Yeah. There's some anger there.
She's not bitter.
This one's cute but hurtful. I take a lot of pride in the fact that my dogs listen to me way better than they listen to my husband. I would just never admit it to him because I think it would hurt his feelings.
So
cute.
Well, that is very sweet.
Uh-huh. Here's one. I am in love with my boss.
Oh, wow.
These are all text 52353. Wow. She is totally oblivious, but I do everything in my power to show that I am interested.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
I know.
That's much. That's a bit much.
Yeah, it is. Hey, but that's what the secrets are for. 52353. Also on the phone, hit up Miss Monica if you want to talk to us.
Please
we
do.
Say good morning to Felicity. Hi, Felicity.
Hi.
You've spent your whole life dealing with comparisons of your name to that show. Which we both do
yeah.
here.
Because
we were talking about it earlier of all the jokes people have to hear because of the job they have.
Uh-huh.
Name is another one, too. So we're not going to do that. We're going to let you go ahead and do your secret instead. Felicity, go ahead. What's going on?
So I recently just like quit a job as being like a server.
Okay.
And I left on good terms with my boss and everything. And so one of the reasons I left was because one of my coworkers, she was just like really nasty. She's always rude, always trying to start a fight with me. She's just awful.
Yeah. You see it so often with women in the workplace. Mm-hmm. They all get very competitive and nasty with each other.
Not all the time, but there's occasions.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
And you always have these feuds. They're your mortal enemy at work. Guys, a lot of times, we just don't get invested that much in the emotions of it.
What was it? We had one caller one time that said, just schedule a powwow. Guys schedule a powwow.
That's how guys do it. Like you walk over and you'd be like, yo, Ted, I hate your face. Cool, hate you too. All right, awesome. Yeah. Let's go get a drink. Uh-huh. But women, it goes on and on and on.
Depends.
And it becomes sagas, which I feel like that's what we're doing here, Felicity, right?
Right.
Yeah, of course. Okay, well, that's fine.
Well, my other coworkers, the one that I get along with, they threw me a party, and they threw me a party at like one of their houses, and it was like so much fun.
Okay.
Anyway, I had to use the bathroom, and there was like a line, and I could not hold it, so I ran outside, and I saw her car, and I totally peed on her driver's side tire.
You did what again? Say it again.
I peed on her driver's side tire.
Okay. Stay classy, San Diego.
Well.
Wow.
I feel like your
entire life you're walking around. I say it all the time that at this point in history, everywhere you sit or stand, at some point in history, somebody died.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the very least, Peter threw up. I mean, it's just it has to happen. So you just made you feel a little bit better, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you tell anybody?
Yeah, definitely I did.
Well, now.
Okay. Yeah, she's telling
everybody. Oh, yeah, everybody knows
now. Now she's probably like, man, I dropped my cigarette in that spot and I still smoked it. Yeah. You know, it's like, ew.
I have a lot of questions I'm not allowed to ask from a logistical perspective.
Trust me, I was wondering the same thing.
I know,
we can't ask those
questions.
How?
Well, you had a squat in a way that the stream carried over to the tire, right?
Is there a leg?
If you have to go bad enough, you can build enough pressure.
Emergency pee. She really had to go.
Well, fantastic.
It happens.
Thank you, Felicity.
Well,
and good luck in your next job. And
good luck at your next job.
I wish you the best.
Right.
Thanks,
guys. Good luck to your coworkers as well.
Right.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
See, we start with a situation where if you're choosing to do crimey type stuff,
right,
don't alert the authorities about anything.
Mm.
You're going to have to let other things slide.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're going to get caught. So don't call the cops because you think you hear a noise in your attic because they might find something.
Police say 37-year-old Corey Favreau reported he heard someone in his attic on Champlain Street in Plattsburgh. Police arrived and looked for an intruder. They didn't find anyone, but they did find the makings of a meth lab.
Oh, he forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
The makings.
Crap.
So it was a project, and he forgot.
That's what it was.
Sixth grade science fair project.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, if you commit crimes, or you have a meth lab in your home, I would not get the police to your house willingly.
Mm-mm.
It's like when people call and say, someone stole my drugs.
No, it doesn't work.
Yeah, they don't really care for that one at all.
Did they say what was in at it, what made the sound? Just out of curiosity.
I believe he was on meth as part of the problem.
Oh.
And there was never a sound.
He tweaking. Thought he saw, he heard a noise or whatever. Okay, now who do you believe in this situation? Because this Michigan couple says that their baby received scratches and they saw it on the webcam, the little nanny cam.
Mm-hmm.
A ghost like scratched their baby. Yes, that's what they're saying. Ghost scratched
It's almost like she sees something that we don't.
It was chilling. It was literally a chill down your spine, like that what if factor. Like, is this what I just saw?
I freaked out. I stopped what I was doing and I ran upstairs and I grabbed my daughter.
So Monica's daughter sees dead people, or at least she used to.
Yeah, I would ignore it. I did. Because Ava was, because it creeped me out.
Bed.
It did. Yeah. Yeah, there was a certain bridge. There's a bridge here in Roanoke. And every time we would pass, you know, go under that bridge, Ava would start waving at something or someone.
And she was little.
Little. And I was like, why is she waving at? What is she doing? Every time. And I'm like, well, keep on driving.
Don't ask.
Well, that's how you survive.
Yep.
That's how you survive.
It says, they have the video.
and they see something that moves in front of the baby's crib. They don't know what it is.
Oh.
Well, let me tell you what happens at that what happens to that baby. Mm. That baby's now an orphan. That baby brought that evilness. If there's something in there, that baby brought that evil, that spirit, that ghost wants the baby.
What if the spirit's just hanging out in the house? What if the spirit was a good spirit?
Good spirit. Scratches on the baby. That baby now belongs to the local fire station.
Clip his nails.
Dropping it off.
Yeah. He's got to get it, clip the nails.
Baby scratches themselves all the time is what it is. All right, one more. This is another one. Caught on video. So these people, their house is for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And on video, guy comes in, looks at their house, and the realtor's there, the open house, lets him go around unsupervised, stole all the woman's underwear.
I'm shocked. I mean, obviously I know there's people out there like this, but when it comes to your own home, you feel a little vulnerable.
Yep. He's shocked, but he just got done laughing. You can hear it in his voice. He's like, ha ha, stole all the underwear.
Yeah, all the bras, all the underwear.
Gosh.
No, I think he did it because he likes that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Boy, you know what? See, they describe height just the way Monica does, because they have this guy on video, boy. And they say he's somewhere between 5'4 and 5'8. That's
5'4 and 5'8.
You should be able to figure that out.
Yeah, you would think.
It's like when Monica says, I'm 5'4, 5'5-ish. She's actually 5'1. Yeah. Secret Sound is next. It's $5,000. First Team Nissan, New River Valley. First Team Nissan, Roanoke. And K92.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind. The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.